So I feel very humbled to address a Sangha of Bhikshunis. It's very inspiring for me to see so many nuns together practicing like this, because in our tradition, the situation's quite different.
今天有机会跟大家比丘尼僧团分享，我觉得非常的谦卑。对我来说，这是一种很大的启发。看到这么多女众师父在一起共修，因为你们可能会知道，我在藏传并没有比丘尼戒的这个传承。
We have a wonderful education program in Tibetan Buddhism about the Dharma itself. But as she explained, organizing a community to live together as a group and practice the Vinaya, that is, how to say, a challenge.
所以在藏系、在佛法哲学的那种系统的资料非常丰富，但是在成立比丘尼僧团，还有如何共住的那些资源，还有资料，可以说是一个挑战。So
I don't really know very much. I don't think I'll be able to tell you anything you don't already know. But maybe we can have a good time together for the next hour.
所以我其实不太懂什么，然后我今晚所说的可能不会是你们已经知道的事情，但是就希望我们这一个小时可以愉快的一起分享佛法。I
always like to just sit quietly in meditation with a group before giving a talk. So let's do that for 2 or 3 minutes.
所以在演讲开始之前，我很喜欢跟大家一起静坐。
Okay, and then we'll have the talk after that.
然后之后就开始演讲。
Before we begin the talk, let's take a moment and cultivate our motivation.
那在演讲开始之前，我们花一点时间来调养我们心底听法的动机。
So we have a precious human life with all the conditions necessary to practice the Dharma.
现在我们有这个宝贵的人生，具足我们要修行佛法的因缘。
But our situation isn't going to last forever.
但这个状况是不会永恒存在的。
Our death is definite, its time is indefinite.
死是一定，人是一定会死的，但是死的时刻是不定的。
And at the time we die, it's only our karma and the imprints in our mind from our Dharma practice that continues to with us to our next life.
然后在临死的时候，只有我们所造的业力和我们修持佛法的印记会陪着我们到来生。Our
body, our possessions, our friends and relatives all stay here.
我们的身体，我们所拥有物质上的东西，我们的朋友，我们的亲戚，都会留在这儿。
So from that perspective, being attached to the happiness of this life and just trying to get what we want doesn't make much sense.
所以从这个观点来看，我们执着于这一生的快乐，想拥有我们所要的东西，其实不符合逻辑。
It makes much more sense to aspire for liberation from samsara.
要真正符合逻辑的是要我们要发愿离苦得乐的涅槃。
But to think just of our own liberation and forget other sentient beings, that's too selfish. We can't do that.
但如果我们只思维到自己的解脱，而辜负了其他的有情众生，这是非常自私的。
Because other sentient beings have been kind to us, and they want to be happy and not suffer just as we do.
因为所有的有情众生对我们是非常的慈悲，他们就跟我们一样，寻找快乐，要脱离痛苦。
So to repay their kindness, let's generate the bodhicitta, the mind aspiring for full awakening, for Buddhahood, in order to benefit all living beings.
所以为了回报所有有情众生对我们的恩惠，我们现在就启发我们的菩提心，发愿成佛果，为利益众生。
And let's have that be our motivation for listening and sharing the Dharma together this evening.
那我们就以菩提心为我们今晚一起分享听闻佛法的动机。
So take a moment and cultivate that motivation in your heart.
所以现在花一点时间在你的心里发这种动机和愿望。
And then gradually come out of your meditation and open your eyes.
慢慢从静坐醒过来，把眼睛睁开。
So we're all Mahayana practitioners, and we all admire the bodhicitta. But it's really difficult to have bodhicitta, isn't it?
所以我们都是修行大乘佛法的修行者，非常赞叹菩提心，但是真正要发菩提心是非常困难的，不是吗？
It's easy to say the words, Oh, bodhicitta, I'm working for all sentient beings.
很容易说那些字，说哎呀，菩提心真好，我要利益所有的众生。
But if we're really honest,Or maybe I shouldn't speak about you, maybe I should just speak about myself. If I'm really honest, my main motivation is myself.
但如果真的坦白地说的话，我不是说你们啊，我是坦白说自己的话，其实我主要的动机是为了利益自己。
I talk about bodhicitta, but really, in my mind, I want...What I want when I want it.
我口头上可以说哦，我要发菩提心，但是在心里真正想的是我要得到的东西，在我要得到的时候要得到它。
Do any of you have that problem that I have?
你们有没有跟我一样有这个问题呢
？No one.
没有人啊。
Really?
真的吗？
Then, please, I will step down and you come and give the talk.
那我下座，你来上座来开始吧。
Yeah. So I have great admiration for the bodhicitta, but the self-centered mind is very deeply entrenched.
所以我非常 常赞叹菩提心，但是我们的自我中心真的是非常的根深蒂固。
And I do all the meditations to generate bodhicitta. And I, at the end of the meditation, I feel like, oh, my heart is very open towards all living beings.
So I 一直在做静修啊，静坐发菩提心的那些层次，然后静坐了之后就觉得啊，心里好宽阔，展开了对所有众生的关怀。
But when I get up from my session and I go outside and somebody has moved my shoes from where I put them, I'm mad!
但是静坐完毕之后在外面看到，有人把我的鞋子移动了，就开始愤怒。
And when I'm working in the monastery and I ask somebody to do something and they don't do it,
然后在道场里工作的时候，叫人家做什么事情，他们又不听我的。
Not just I think, but I'm the teacher. They should be nice to me.
我想，哎，我是师父啊，他们应该对我好啊。
Yeah, wrong.
错的。
Actually, you know what the chief thing about being the teacher or the abbess is? Is you're the person everybody blames when they don't like how things are done.
那你们知道做住持还是方丈的那个主要的任务是什么？就是说有挫折还是什么东西不顺利的时候就要怪我。
Venerable William, do you agree?
不会找到你，同意吗？
Yeah. Then, oh, these disciples, oh.
啊，那这些弟子。
So, when I look, I have a long way to go.
所以我看我自己内心的时候，就发现，哎，真的，我修菩提心。
Because forget about really feeling bodhicitta, it's hard to not feel attached to the happiness of this life.
就不要说真正的体会到发菩提心的感觉，我连要放下对这一生的快乐的执着都觉得困难。
And that's quite important because.The demarcation line between what is Dharma practice and what is worldly practice is if the motivation is attachment to the happiness of this life, then it's worldly practice, it's not Dharma.
所以要真正能了解修持佛法和修世间还是世俗的法的那个不同点。就是要看我们是不是执着于这一生的快乐。
Yeah. And what, you know, what constitutes attachment to the happiness of this life? It's the eight worldly concerns.
那什么是执着于这一生的快乐呢？就是我们在藏传所说的八个关心的这世俗的观点。
Yeah. Do you know the eight worldly concerns?
你们知道是什么吗？这八个世俗的关心。
You heard of them? They're taught in both the Pali tradition and the Sanskrit tradition.
在南传跟北传都有教这八个。
Yeah. And my teacher just hammered them into us mercilessly.
那时候我的师长都一直在不断的叫我们的。
Okay. So there, the eight come in four pairs.
那这八个有四对。
Okay. First pair is attachment to money and material possessions and aversion for not having them.
那第一对呢，就是执着于拥有钱财，然后排斥当我们失去这些钱财。
And the second pair is attachment to praise and approval and aversion for blame and disapproval.
那敌人对就是执着于其他人对我们的赞叹和认可，而我们排斥了他们对我们的责怪和指责。
The third pair is attachment to a good reputation and aversion to a bad one.
那第三对呢，就是执着于贪名誉，还有排斥当我们的名誉失落的时候。
And the fourth pair is attachment to nice pleasures from our senses, seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, and aversion to unpleasant sensations.
那第四对就是执着于我们六观联合鼻舌身的意，还有的享受，然后排斥那些不好的在六观上那些不好的的感觉。
So as nuns, we might think that we don't have so much attachment to the first pair, to money and material possessions.
所以我们身为出家众，可能我们会觉得自己对第一对贪图财物，并没有这种执着。
But I think her robe is nicer than mine.
但是我觉得她的僧袍比我的好。
Yeah, her robe is softer.
她的僧袍比我的软。
Yeah, mine is really rough and scratchy.
因为我的很粗糙。
Yeah. In her job, she has a really good computer. I have an old computer.
在他的职事上，他的电脑很好，我的又很旧。
Oh, how I wish the monastery would get me a nice computer.
哎呀，为什么常住不给我供养一个新的电脑？
Okay, so you see, it's our attachment and aversion sneak in there.
那你就看得到，从这里我们的贪爱和嗔恚都会这样偷偷的跑进来我们的心里。
Then the second pair, yeah, attachment to praise and approval, an aversion for blame and disapproval.
那第二对，我们执着于听到别人对我们的赞叹和认可，还有排斥他们责怪我们指责我们。
Yeah, that one's harder, isn't it?
要克服这一点是非常困难的，不是吗？
They say even you grow up and live.In a cave in the mountains and do solitary meditation. So you're not very attached to what you eat, but you're very much attached to what the people in the town think of you.
对他们说，虽然我们可以到深山的山洞里自修啊，对所吃的东西不会这么执着，但是心里还是在那里想，哎呀，山下的人对我的想法是什么呢？
Oh, I hope all my old friends know that I'm a renunciate doing solitary retreat, gaining realizations.
哎，真希望我以前的老朋友都知道我是多么的虔诚的修行者，一个人到深山里去修持，已经得到了很多的开悟。
I hope my teacher and all the nuns in the monastery will praise me for my sincere Dharma practice after I return from my retreat.
那我在闭关之后，多么希望我的师父还有所有的僧众会赞叹我是多么的虔诚的一个修行者。
Do those kind of thoughts ever enter your mind?
你心里会这么想吗？
Okay, I'm just talking about myself.
But
what about we not liking blame?
那我们排斥当人在责怪我们呢？
Yeah, you're working in the kitchen, and someone comes up and says, "Why did you cut the carrots that way? You have to cut the carrots another way. Don't you know that?"
你在大聊做事的时候，有人来跟你说：“哎
inside, this incredible fire of anger comes up. How dare somebody speak to me like that?
那心里马上愤怒的火气就上升，觉得怎么能这么对我说话呢？
Yeah. And all of a sudden, how you cut the carrots is incredibly important, and you're going to win this argument.
所以现在忽然间，怎么切萝卜的这件事变成非常的重要，你必定要赢这个争执
，right？
不是吗
？Yeah. Or you do whatever job you're doing in the monastery, and somebody comes along and says, "You were supposed to have this other thing done last week."And you didn't do it. You're totally unreliable.
还是你在厂部做什么指示，然后有人来跟你说，哎，这是上个星期你应该做好的事情，哎，你完全是不可靠的。
Do we put our hands together and say, 阿弥陀佛？
我们是会不会像个合掌说阿弥陀佛呢？
Yeah. And then look inside of ourselves.
然后要观察自己的内心。
No.No, how dare they blame me, especially for something I didn't do.
No, 我们会想，他怎么能这样责怪我啊？特别是我没做错事。
Because I do my work right and I do it responsibly.
因为我是非常负责任，非常好的做我的职事。
And even if I make a mistake, nobody's supposed to notice.
然后虽然我做错了，应该是没有人观察到的。
And even if they notice, they're not supposed to point it out to me.
然后他们有观察到，也不应该说啊。
Yeah, because everybody should be nice to me.
因为每个人应该对我好。
Yeah, why? Because I'm me.
为什么？因为我是我啊。
And I'm real sensitive, and I don't like when people blame me.
但我非常敏感，我是最讨厌人家来指责我。
And if they don't like me and they blame me, then I'm not worthwhile.
如果他们不喜欢我，一直来怪我，那我就非常的自卑。
My feelings are hurt.
他们伤了我的心。
And I'm gonna go to my room.
我会到我的疗房。
Until my friend comes and says, "You look unhappy."And then I'll go.
我会等到我的朋友来说，哎，你是不是发生什么事啊？那我就说，没有。
Yeah. So we have what I call a pity party.
那我们就好像开一个自卑的庆宴。
Yeah. Do any of you have pity parties?
你们有没有这样开这种自卑的庆宴？
Yeah. Yeah, your pity party.Poor me.
你的自卑的情愿在那里唱啊、哦，可怜的我。
I try so hard and no one appreciates me.
我付出了这么多，又没有人来珍惜我。
How come the world doesn't treat me better?
为什么整个世界不要对待我好一点？
So we're kind of attached to praise and have aversion to blame, don't we?
哦，我们真的是对赞叹有一点点的执着，还有排斥人家对我们的责怪，不是吗？
Then the next there, attachment to having a good reputation and aversion to a bad one.
那第三点就是执着于有好的名誉，还有排斥我们不好的名誉。
So this differs from the praise and blame one, because praise and blame is what people say to us individually.
那这个第二对应的不同是在赞叹跟责怪的时候是人家对我们单独所说的话。
But the one about reputation is what a large group of people think about us.
但第三对关于名誉的就是要看我们一群人所对我
example, we're in retreat and we sit in full Vajra position with a very straight back.
就好像现在我们在禅修的时候，就坐金刚坐，坐的我们把背都完全挺直。
We're sitting there very still, very perfect.
我们坐在那里，姿势非常的完美，完全都没有动到。
And we hope everybody else in the hall looks and sees how perfectly we are sitting.
他心里就在那里偷想，希望整个禅堂的人都会看到我们做得多么的完美。
And then they'll think, oh, look at Thupten Trungpa, she's such a good meditator.
那他们就会想，哎，看图丹雀准，他真的是一个很好的修行者。
Then everybody else in the monastery will admire me.
那在僧团所有的人都会赞叹我。有吗？
Do you ever have that kind of thought?
你有没有这种想法？
Or sometimes we have the opposite thought. Oh, look, everybody else is sitting in Vajra position with a straight back.My back hurts, my knees hurt, I'm fidgeting, I can't sit still. Everybody thinks I'm a rotten practitioner, oh.
还是我们会有反过来的想法，看大家，哎呦，他们都做金刚坐，他们的背坐得这么直，我反而一直的坐都坐不好，手痛、脚痛、背痛，我是真的多烂的一个修行者。
Yet they're all in samadhi. I'm the only one who can't concentrate.
他们都已经入禅定了，只有我一个人不能关注我的呼吸。
And they all think that, look at her, she's so crummy.
他们都想，哎呀，这个人他的修行是多烂。
Yeah. Do you ever have that kind of thing go on in your mind?
那你内心有没有这种想法？
Oh, you people are such good practitioners. Nobody nods their head when I ask questions.
对我问问题没有人点头。那你们都是很好的修行者吧？
Oh dear. I really am talking about myself, huh?
可能我只是说我自己吧。
True confession. One retreat I did, this was many years ago.I was doing a solitary retreat and I thought, oh, my retreat's going so well.
那现在我要跟大家正式的发露，有一次我在单独修禅的时候，我心里在想，啊，这次的闭关真的是非常的成功。
And I'm sure my teacher has clairvoyant powers and he knows what a good Dharma practitioner I am.
我心想啊，我知道我的师父有神通，他一定会知道我是多么好的一个修行者。
And then I realized what I was thinking, and I started laughing.
那时候我就发觉到我自己心里在想什么，就开始笑。
Because very clearly what I was thinking was clear indication of what a not good Dharma practitioner I was.
因为看到自己这样有这种想法，就知道，哎呀，其实不是一个好的修行者。
And sometimes it's really hard for us to acknowledge that we have these kind of egotistical problems.
偶尔，但是要我们对自己坦白的认发露，我们心里既然会有这种自我中心的想法，其实是很困难。
And sometimes if we do acknowledge them, then we become very harsh with ourselves and say, oh, you're such a bad practitioner.
那当我们可以对自己承认有这种想法的时候，可能我们就会开始自责，责备自己说，哎呀，真的是一个很烂的一个修行者。
Yeah, and we criticize ourselves very harshly.
那就非常的刻薄的指责自己。
That doesn't do any good.
这也对我们不好。
Yeah. The way I look at it is when I notice that I have these self-centered or egotistical thoughts, I acknowledge them, and then I feel happy that I discovered them.
那我的看法是，当我察觉到自己有这种自我中心的想法的时候，我承认我有这种想法，然后就随喜说，哎，我察觉到我有这种想法。
Because it's only when we can see our problems, our faults, that we can start to counteract them.
因为只有在我们看得到自己的缺点、自己的问题的时候，我们才可以对治它们。
When we can't see them, then we can't do anything to remedy them.
在看不到它们的时候，就无法对治这些问题。
Yeah. To give you just a little analogy.I stayed at a temple in Singapore one time, and one nun was showing me her room. The room was totally immaculate, yeah, extremely neat and clean, no clutter anywhere. And then she opened one of her drawers.Or the cupboard, and so many things in it all piled up this way and that.
他就给你们一个比喻，我在新加坡遇见了一位女中师傅，我到她的疗房的时候，看到非常的整齐，非常的干净，完全都没有杂物。但是开她的橱的时候，就看到，哎呦，好凌乱。
And then I thought, that this is exactly like my mind.On the outside, I look really good. On the inside, it's a bunch of clutter.
那我觉得，哎呀，这真的是比喻我心内心的那个状况。外在看起来很好，但是内在反而很多很凌乱，很多杂念。
But as long as I take all my faults and shove them in the cupboard or shove them under the rug, they're still going to be there.
但如果我一直把自己的缺点呢，好像设进那个橱里面，放在地毯下面，就一直会存在。
Yeah. It's only when I take them out, like, oh, these stinky pair of socks that I put under the rug.
只有当我把它们抽出来的时候，好像看到，哎呀，在地毯下其实藏了一双很臭的袜子。
Only when I do that can I actually clean things up.
只有当我这么做的时候，我才可以清除我的心。
Yeah. So every time I notice some fault in my mind, then I say, "This is good. Now I can clean it."
所以当每次我察觉到我的心内心的一些缺点的时候，就觉得哦，真好，我现在可以调服我的心。
So these ones about praise and reputation need a lot of cleaning.
所以这两对我们执着于别人的赞叹还有认可，我们呢要贪图好的名誉，真的是非常需要我们去修行对治他们的。
Then the last pair is about attachment to nice sense pleasures and aversion to unpleasant ones.
那第四对就是我们执着于六观的享受，还有排斥那些不好的享受。
Yeah. So again, we may think we're very renounced.
还有就是我们可能就是觉得啊，我已经放下这种执着了。
Yeah. But it's so cold, and I want another blanket.
但是觉得好冷啊，我需要多一个毯子。
Or it's too hot. Why don't they turn on the aircon?
啊，太热了，太热了！为什么他们不要开空调
？Or I'm trying to meditate. How come that cat is meowing and disturbing my samadhi?
哎呀，我要静修啊，我要入定了。你为什么外面有只猫一直在叫？
Or what else? Oh, we go on pilgrimage to India. Yeah.Then you're thinking, oh, I'm going to be so blissed out in Bodh Gaya. It's such a holy place.
那我们去朝圣的时候，可能觉得啊，我到了菩提迦也是会有多么的会得了禅悦。
But in India, the toilets don't work very well, and there's often the perfume from the toilets fragrances the air.
但是印度的厕所真的是。不好用啊，有厕所的芳香遍地。
Yeah. And you're going, oh, it stinks here.
那在印度朝圣的时候就觉得，哎，好臭。
I want to go back to Taiwan.
我要回台湾。
So, you know, sense pleasure, we are quite attached to that. We had a beautiful award ceremony in Kaohsiung a few days ago. But, and they had entertainment between the awards and the speeches.
那在颁奖和致辞之间都有娱乐节目。
But they turned up the what do you call it? The
sound system.
The sound system way up high.
但是他们把音响系统开得非常非常的大声。
Yeah. And then the music, you know, is like bam 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 bam.
那个音乐真的是嘣嘣嘣嘣嘣。
You know, and I was like.And this went on, the ceremony was 3 hours, everything was so loud.
那典礼三个小时，什么都非常的大声。
Yeah, and I was going, I just want some silence.
我心想，哦，我只要一点点的肃静。
Yeah, for me, the hell realm is, you know, loud sound, especially, yeah, music, that's just like in...You know, hitting me all over.
对我来说，恶道就是轮回道，恶道就是一直在听到这种很大的声音，特别是音乐。
Yeah. So here I am. I'm getting an award for being an outstanding bhikshuni, and my practice is such that I cannot stand loud sounds, and I'm quite upset.
所以我坐在那里是为了得这个杰出比丘尼的奖项，但是我内心的羞耻是一直在想啊，我受不了了，太吵了，我快发狂了。
Then, oh no, what happens if they notice how I can't stand this and how bad my practice is? Then my reputation will be ruined.
那一直在想，如果别人察觉到我在这里受不了了，他们我的名誉不是糟蹋了吗？
And they'll say, give us back the award we gave you. You don't deserve it.
哎呀，快把那个奖项还给我们啊。
Yeah? Oh no.
糟糕。
Okay. So, here, you know, this is the basic part of practice that we have to work with, isn't it?
那就是我们非常基本要修持的事情。
And when you come and you do retreat, what are most of your distractions about?
那你在这里封山禅修的时候，看得到自己的杂念是关于什么呢？
Yeah. What are most of our distractions about?
我们的杂念通常是围绕着什么呢？
Okay. Lunch.
午餐。
In the breakfast or medicine meal time.
除非是早餐或药食的时间。
Yeah. The state of our knees and our back.
我们的膝盖和背痛。
Yeah. Or often in our temple when we have retreats.Often people are counting mantra. Yeah, so they have their prayer beads and they're counting mantra.
然后在我们的精舍，当我们闭关禅寂的时候，时常大家都是在数我们要算我们持了几个咒语。
So there you are, you're meditating so well, and your neighbor is going click, 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 click.
那你坐在那里禅修，多么的已经在要非常的关注自己的修持，但是你的坐在你旁边的人，但在那里他的佛珠啊 ，click click click 的声音。
Yeah. Why are they clicking their prayer beads so loud and disturbing me?
为什么他们的佛珠弄得这么大声，一直在烦我
？Yeah. We get quite angry.
会开始非常的愤怒。
Okay, or our neighbor is doing breathing meditation and they're going.
还是坐在我们旁边的人在观呼吸，呼吸的非常大声。
Yeah, so what I'm getting at is teeny, teeny things.We are so sensitive to, aren't we?
所以我要说的是，看得到我们对这些小小的细节是多么敏感，不是吗？
In our distractions, we aren't worried about the people in Africa who have no food. We're worried about if lunch is going to be what we like.
在我们的杂念中，不是说在担忧，哎呀，在非洲的人他们够不够吃呢？不然呢，是在想。
Yeah. And we're not worried about the people in Afghanistan who don't have blankets where it's freezing cold. We're worried about, you know, a little bit of cold ourselves. Yeah. Then, you know, we get the sniffles.
And we're going to start sneezing.
And we think, uh-oh, I'm getting sick.
我们就想，糟了，我要生病了。
I'm getting a cold.
哦，我要感冒了。
And the hall is cold also, so it's going to turn into pneumonia.
那整个禅堂也很冷，我会感到感染肺炎。
Then they're going to have to call the ambulance and take me to ER.
那他们要送我到医院去急救。
And I might die of pneumonia.
我可能感染了肺炎就死。
My mother died of pneumonia.
我妈妈是感染肺炎死的。
Like mother, like daughter. Oh no!
我是她女儿，一定会像她一样，怎么办？
I better stop this meditation session right now and go to the doctor.
Okay, 现在要马上停止修禅，我要马上去看医生。
Even though the doctor can't give us any medicine for colds.
虽然医生其实不能配药帮对治我们的感冒。
But my health.No.
但是我的健康糟了。
Yeah. Isn't it?
不是吗？
Yeah. Oh, my knee hurts so badly. I'm going to be crippled for the rest of my life.
啊，我的膝盖好痛啊！站起来就走不了路了。我以后今生就不能再走了。Yeah. 会残废。
Right?
不是吗？
Yeah. But no thought about.Anybody else who's sitting in the hall?
但是我们都没有思维到其他在禅堂一起跟我们共修的人。
Yeah, just me.
只想到我。
Yeah. And this is exactly how the self-centered mind sabotages our practice.
我们的自我中心就是这样的损坏我们的修行。
Because our self-centered mind says, I'm the most important one.
因为我们的自我中心对我们说，我是整个宇宙最重要的一个。
The problem with the world is that other people don't realize that I'm the most important one.
世界最大的问题是，他们不了解我是最重要的。
And they think they're the most important ones.
而他们以为他们是最重要的。
Yeah, but they, you know, if people were smart.They would really understand that my advice is correct.
如果人家真的他们很聪明的话，他们就会了解，其实我对他们的评论是对的。
And my way of doing things is the best way of doing things.
我做事的方式是最好的。
And everybody should do what I say.
每个人也应该服从我所说所要的。
And then we would all live in a pure land.
那这样我们就会有在一起在净土生存。
Yeah, because we think the pure land is perfection.
因为我们觉得净土就是完美。
Yeah, what is perfection? Everybody does what I want them to do when I want them to do it.
那什么是完美呢？所有人就听服从我所要的。
Yeah, even Amitabha. He should do what I want.
连阿弥陀佛也应该听我的话。
Yeah, if I go to the Pure Land and the teaching lasts too long, I'm going to complain.
我到了净土的话，他开示太久也是问题，他应该听我的。
Yeah, if my lotus doesn't open quick enough, I'm going to knock and say, open it up, I want out.
如果我的莲花，我坐在里面的莲花没有开放，我就在里面敲着说，哎，快开呀，快开。
So this is all our self-centered thought.
这些都是我们自我中心所制造出的思想。
Yeah, so what we have to do is see,that this self-centered thought is our real enemy. Other sentient beings are not our enemies.
所以我们真正要领悟到的是，我们的自我中心是我们真正的敌人，不是其他的众生，他们不是我们的敌人。
Other sentient beings have been kind to us.
其他的众生都是对我们慈悲的。
Yeah, everything we have is due to the efforts of other living beings.
我们所有拥有的都是其他众生的功劳来自的。
The reason I'm unhappy is not because of other sentient beings. It's because I have the seed of anger in my own mind.
我不快乐不是因为其他的众生的错，是因为我的心里有嗔恚的种子。
And as long as I have the seed of anger in my mind, I'm going to find someone to get mad at.
那我心里有这个嗔恨的种子，我就一定会找到我要生气的对象。
And I'm going to find something to complain about.
我一定会找到什么事情发牢骚。
So I have a PhD in complaining.
我在发牢骚这一方面已经得了硕士学位。
Yeah. My BA was in history. I didn't finish my master's, but I got a PhD.
尤其是博士学位，对，所以我在发牢骚这方面得了博士学位。虽然我的在大学是学历史系的。
Okay. So as long as we have the seeds of the afflictions in our mind, it doesn't matter what other people do. We're going to find something to be unhappy about.
我们的内心有着这些烦恼的种子。那其他人无论做什么，我们一定会找到不快乐的那一点。
But if we're able to realize the nature of reality, then no matter what anybody else does, we can be happy.
但是如果我们能领悟到真实的空性，我们无论其他人做些什么，我们都可以快乐。
If we can generate bodhicitta.Then, no matter what other people do, our mind is going to be peaceful.
如果我们能发菩提心，其他人无论做什么，我们的心都是平静的。
Yeah, they say that bodhisattvas feel infinite delight when they hear somebody come and say, "Please do this for me," or "Please give me this."
据说菩萨听到有人说，哎，请帮我，请给我什么东西。他们心里就会发无量的喜悦。
Yeah. Oh, wow. It must be so nice to be a bodhisattva, huh?
啊，变成菩萨真好。
When people come and ask me, please do this, or please help me with this, I go, oh God, why don't they leave me alone?
当有人来找我说，哎，请帮我做这个做那个，我心里想，哎，请不要再烦我了。
But if we can generate bodhicitta and cherish others more than ourselves, then even when people complain, our automatic response will be compassion.
如果我们能发菩提心的话，珍惜他人比珍惜自己更重要。当其他人对我们发牢骚的时候，我们心里会想，啊，我是要帮他。
Even people criticize us.And ruin our reputation when we're bodhisattvas, we don't care because the most important thing in our life will be not ourselves but other living beings.
所以我们发菩提心成菩萨了之后， 其他人责怪我们，糟蹋我们的名誉，我们也是不会在意，因为我们生命中最重要的是要珍惜他人。
So when I have problems now, what I often think is, this is like Bodhisattva boot camp.
所以当我现在有问题的时候，我就会对自己想，这好像是菩萨的心啊的训练营啊，好像在军事里面的训练营。
Yeah, you know how soldiers go through boot camp. Yeah.
对对，所以你们知道军队的训练营的那种方式。
So when I think of the way sentient beings treat bodhisattvas, sometimes, you know, they treat bodhisattvas abominably.
我想到有时众生对待佛菩萨其实是非常的恶劣的。
Yeah, you know, we think, oh, when I'm a bodhisattva, then everybody's going to bow to me and give me some apples and oranges, and I'll be happy.
我们以为，哎，我成了菩萨之后，大家都会对我顶礼。供养水果啊，我就会很快乐。
Yeah, forget it.
妄想。
Yeah, when we're bodhisattvas, sentient beings are going to line up. Please, I want this. Please help me with this. Please give me that. Please do this for me.
我们成菩萨的时候，众生就会排队这样问我们：哎，请帮我这个，帮我那个，给我这个，给我那个。
Yeah, even people will do business with us when we're bodhisattvas. You cure my disease.Then I'll make an offering to you.
那有人，我们成了菩萨之后，人家也是会跟我们一起啊做生意啊，说，哎，你治疗了我治我的病，我才给你供养。
Okay, but first you cure my disease, then I make the offering. If you don't cure my disease, no offering.
但是你先治病，我才会给你供养。那个病治不好，我就不要给你供养。
Bodhisattvas know they always have sentient beings coming to them all the time wanting things.
菩萨无时无刻都是有众生来找他们需要东西。
So when I have some small problem, I think, okay, this is my bodhisattva boot camp. Compared to what sentient beings ask of bodhisattvas, what they're asking of me right now.Is actually something quite small. I think I can handle it.
所以我有很小的问题的时候，我就会想，这其实是我修菩萨道的一个训练。当我想到真正的菩萨对面对众生所有的问题，其实我的问题非常的小。
Yeah, then I say, okay, come on, children, come on, you can do it, you can do it.
那我就鼓励自己说，哎，确准啊，你是可以这样做，可以这样做。
Sometimes I think of the way sentient beings treat my teacher.
有时我会想到众生是对我的师父的态度。
Oh my goodness.
哦天哪。
Yeah. Then sentient beings treat me not so well. Then I think, okay, this is practice. I need to practice some small thing because the more you generate bodhicitta, the more you try and help sentient beings.The more people don't treat you so well.
所以当众生对我不好的时候，我就想 ，OK， 这是我的修行。因为当我们一直发菩提心，一直修菩提心的时候，众生可能也会对我们越来越恶劣。
Yeah. We all think, oh, being teacher is very good. Yeah. People bow to you. Yeah. They give you ang pao.
我们都觉得，哎，成为法师师父是件很好的事情。在开始的时候，人家会来供养，
But、
对你顶礼。
Then we should all think about how we treat our teacher.
但是我们心里应该想，哎，我们对我们自己的师父的对待是怎么样的呢？
Yeah. My teacher, he says like the talk starts at 7 o'clock. We're all there at 7. He'll come maybe 10 o'clock.
我有一位师父，他跟大家说，哦，我7点开始。可能他十点才会到。
At night.
晚上，是晚上10点。
Yeah. Yeah. My bedtime is 10 o'clock.
那是我要睡觉的时间。
Yeah. He starts teaching at 10 o'clock.
他开始讲课是10点才开始。
Then he finishes. He keeps going, 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 because he wants so much to give us the Dharma. And it's 1 o'clock in the morning, and 2 o'clock in the morning, and 3 o'clock in the morning. And I'm like,
他一直在教啊教教教课，因为他是多么想弘扬佛法。哎，已经凌晨一点，凌晨三点了，我要睡着了。
And my get so angry.
啊，我的心就开始起嗔恚。
Yeah, why is he making me stay up so late? I feel like I'm disrespecting the Dharma. Why doesn't he let us go to bed early?
为什么他一直强迫我不能去睡觉？我觉得我对佛法真的是很不尊敬。为什么他不让我们去早睡？
Yeah, so even I look, you know, the way I treat my own teacher, then, oh boy, you know, then you multiply me times a few hundred.
那我想到我自己对师父的态度，然后看到其他千分一百个人都有这种态度。
Yeah, and then my teacher has one headache after another headache after another headache.
我的师父这多么多的头痛。
So then, somebody does something I like, I don't like, and I think, okay, this is my training. You know, this is something small. I practice with it. I try and change my mind. You know.
那当有小小的问题的时候，我就想 ，Okay, 这是我修行的一个小小的问题，我要调伏我的心。
So I find that helps me. Yeah, if I think like that.
所以这样想，我觉得对我很大的帮助。
Sometimes I look at my mind like it's a little baby, like it's a little kid, you know, about this big.
偶尔我会把我的心看待成一个很小的婴儿。
Because my mind sometimes throws a temper tantrum, like just like a little baby.
因为我的心偶尔像小婴儿一样会耍脾气。
I don't want to go meditate now. I don't want to do this.
我现在不要去禅修，我现在不要做这件事。
Yeah. So what does Mama have to do with the baby? Yeah, you said, yes, sweet one. I know you don't want to do this, but take my hand. We're gonna go do this anyway.
那妈妈对婴儿是怎么样的呢？就要对我的心这样说啊，你好可爱啊。那我们牵我的手，我现在带你去做这件事。
So sometimes we have to treat our mind like it's a little baby.
所以偶尔我们要把我们的心看待成一个小婴儿。
Yeah, come on, sweetheart. Let's go to the meditation cushion. We're gonna have a good time there.
啊，可爱的宝贝，来，我们一起去禅堂，我们去那里好玩享受。
So we have to learn how to be skillful with our own mind.
那我们对自己的调伏心灵的时候，也要有善巧。
Yeah, how to be kind to ourselves.
我们要知道如何对自己有慈悲心。
Because if we're very harsh and always criticize ourselves, that's not going to bring anything good in our practice.
因为如果我们一直这样责备自己的话，在修行上是不会有进展的。
Yeah, we have to have some compassion for ourselves.Yeah, I'm doing my best. That's good. That's good enough.
我们也要对自己有慈悲心，说我已经尽力而为了，那是够好的。
Okay. So I think I better stop, otherwise you might complain.
那我应该现在停止说话，不然你们可能会要投诉。
Except none of you.Nodded your head when I asked if you complained, so maybe you're okay if I go until 3-4 o'clock in the morning.
但是刚才我问你们会不会发牢骚，同时没有人点头哎，所以可能我讲课讲到凌晨三点都没问题。
But you may have some questions.
但你们可能有一些问题吗
？Yeah, so please feel free to ask your questions or voice your comments.
那现在给你们这个时间，可以问问题还是发表意见。
Could you briefly explain the steps of Tibetan Buddhist meditation?
Oh, wow.
Briefly.
Then we'll go for a really long time.
哦，这么问真的要讲很久。
In Tibetan Buddhism, We do many different kinds of meditation.
在藏传佛教有很多不同修行修禅的方式。
They basically fall. One way to classify meditation is into stabilizing meditation and analytic meditation.
所以我们可以分为修止，还有修分析式的静修。
So the stabilizing meditation is to help us stay on one meditation object and gain shamatha.
那修止就是要修就定在一个对定一个所缘。
And analytical meditation. Here we think about the Buddha's teachings. Yeah.After we listen to a talk, we think about it, and we apply it to our lives, and really try and understand in a very deep way what the Buddha was saying.
那分析式的禅修呢，是我们要思维佛陀的教诲，然后要想它在我们生活怎么运用，非常的深刻的去了解佛陀的教法。
So, for example, if we have a teaching on our precious human life, or on how the afflictions arise, then we'll sit and think about that. We'll go through the outline of steps on how to think about that and apply it to our lives.
所以好像听闻的关于小满人生还是怎么对治烦恼的课题，我们就会在那里思维。用层次的 方式这样思维，如何在我们的生活中运用到这些我们所听闻的佛法
？Yeah. Or for analysis, we may analyze to understand the nature of reality, or to understand impermanence.
还是我们会分析怎么领悟到空性还是无常
？Okay. Another way of speaking about meditation.Is again of two kinds.
那另外一种分法分禅修的方式也有两种。
And here, one kind of meditation is how to transform our mind into an experience.
那有一种方式就是如何调伏我们的心，把它转换为一种感受，一种心态。
So that might be, for example, meditating on love or compassion, where we're trying to generate those as an experience inside of ourselves.
那这里就是观慈心还是悲心，就在心里启发这种心态。
And the other is where we're trying to understand something that we haven't understood before.
那另外一种就是要了解还是领悟到我们以前所不了解的一些题目。
So this might be, for example, understanding the emptiness of inherent existence, where we have to, really try and understand what that means and realize it.
就例如我们要了解自性是空的，我们要那你再分析到底这是什么一件事情。
We also do meditations involving visualization.And mantra recitation.
我们也有做观想和持咒的仪轨。
Okay, so many, many different kinds of meditation.
所以禅修法有很多不同的方式。
请问法师，就是在美国西方世界里头，度那个中出家，通常碰到最大的困难是什么？还有就是说，如果现在看起来是，在法师座下有西方人，也有亚洲人出家，那这样子形成的一个僧团，他面对最大的挑战是什么？
So two questions. The first is, what are your greatest challenges in ordaining nuns in the West? Mm-hmm. And the second is, it seems that you have Asian and Western Sangha members. What are the challenges in bringing a community that's diverse together?
So the first question was about the challenges of ordaining
nuns in the West. The greatest challenges.
Difficulties. Westerner. difficulties they come up to confront.
Yeah. I think the difficulties may be very similar. Some of the difficulties are similar to here and some are different. Okay?
So you can say some of the challenges are similar, but some are different.
Many of us, our parents are against our ordination because our parents are not Buddhist and we were not raised Buddhist. And then we come home and say, Mom, Dad, I'm going to be a Buddhist nun. And they go, Yeah, so, you know, for example, with my parents, that's how they responded. Other people have more attachment to their parents. I wasn't so attached to what my parents said, you know, because I knew what I was doing, but some Westerners quite attached to their parents.
有些西方人像对父母亲的想法都非常的执着，但我本身没有这种执着。Yeah.
The parents want to come visit the monastery, you know, they want you to call them. We have policies for how often you can contact your parents, and the parents want more phone calls, and some of the people think, oh, I want to call my parents more often.
那有些人呢，他们的父母要来寺院来看他们啊，一定要拨电话联络。我们的精舍有规律说几时能联络家人，但是他们的父母就一直说，哎呀，请多拨电给我们呢。Learning
to live in community is a challenge.
学习如何共住也是一个挑战。
Yeah, but I think that's a challenge everywhere, isn't it?
但是在所有的僧众都是有这种挑战，不是吗？
But I think that's the real beauty. That's how our mind gets tamed, is when we live in community. Yeah. Many Westerners have financial problems, and they don't have communities to live in. Yeah, at our abbey, we support, you know, all the people who ordain with us, but we are very, we train and screen people well before they ordain.
So in our monastery, we will filter all the ordained, but before that, we will very carefully test them.
So that we really have a feeling that someone will keep the ordination their whole life. What problems do you have? Typical nun, then?
What you've mentioned.
Yeah, working with others. Yeah, what else?
跟其他人合作有问题。
Receiving feedback from your teacher.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Westerners don't like receiving feedback, unless, of course, it's praise.
西方人听师父, 批评他们的时候是最讨厌的, 但是除非是赞叹他们, 包括我了, including myself.
Yeah.
Just Westerners.
But again, I think that's everywhere, isn't it? Yeah. You know, in terms of having a community, our community is quite mixed. We have two Canadians, one German, one Singaporean nun. One of our trainees is also Singaporean. We have one person from Russia who's visiting us. We have a nun from Vietnam who's visiting us.
So,
So personally, I love the diversity. Yeah, that people come from different countries, different backgrounds.
我本身是非常喜欢这样的多元化，很多人都是从不同的背景而来的。
Another one of our trainees is Hispanic.
多一位进人，他也是从由拉丁美洲的
Yeah, so I think it adds a real richness to the community that we've been brought up in different backgrounds. You know, I think it makes our community life quite rich. You know, and it also forces us to really understand other people and their experiences.
那我觉得这对我们的生团的共住生活其实带来很丰富的经验。也促使我们要去了解其他人的想法和背景。
Does that answer your question okay, or do you want me to elaborate on something more?
More fundamentally, 就是你们沟通的时候是说西班牙语啊，俄罗斯话。
How do we communicate? What language do we speak?
How do we communicate? 那你们吃饭的时候是吃美国食物吗？
Yeah, what do we eat? Do we eat American food? You know, just the basics.
Cultural
differences.
We speak English.
我们是讲英语。
Okay, but we try and learn to speak from the heart.
但是最重要的是要坦白从心里说话。
And if somebody needs translation, then we help out.
那有人需要翻译，我们可以帮忙。
Yeah, the food. It depends who's cooking that day.
吃什么食物就要看那天谁在煮蛋。
Because the nuns take turns cooking, so one day, you know, you have Mexican food. Next day, you have Singaporean food.
对，就要看谁在煮啊。有一天有墨西哥式的餐呢，我煮就是煮中餐。
Yeah, then the day after that, you have food with lots of carbohydrates because that's what.Some person's family cooked when they were little. The next day you have food with lots of vegetables or raw food because that's what somebody else likes. So you just learn to handle it.
那就要看个人家里的习惯啊，他们自己的喜爱，这样煮出来的饭，我们就要这样适应。
I tell people when they come to the Abbey, there's three things that you're not going to like.That nobody here likes.
当人家搬来我们的精神的时候，我会告诉他们有三样事情是一定不会喜欢的，其他人也一样都不喜欢。
Okay. The first one is the schedule.
第一个就是我们的时间表。
Yeah. What time we do what? You're not going to like it.
就是时间表说列出我们几点做什么事情，你一定是不会同意喜欢的。
And nobody here likes it.This person wants meditation to start 5 minutes earlier. That one wants it to start 5 minutes later. Nobody likes what the schedule is.
时间表大家都有自己的评论和批评，说禅修应该5分钟开始，早一点开始，晚一点开始。
Yeah. Second thing you're not going to like is how we run the chanting sessions and the meditation sessions.
那第二点，大家都不喜欢的是我们如何组织我们唱诵和禅修的过程。
Yeah, because you want to start the chanting at a different pitch. You want it to go slower or faster. You want different chanting, different chants. Yeah.
在唱诵的时候，有些人要高一点的开音啊，低音啊，还是要唱的比较快，唱的比较慢。
And third thing you're not going to like is the kitchen and the food we eat.
第三点最不喜欢的就是我们的大寮如何组织煮什么东西吃。
Yeah, because you're going to want the food you like.
因为你要吃的你喜欢吃的东西。
So I say, you know, nobody here likes those three things.
所以我跟大家说，这里没有一个人喜欢这三样东西。
Yeah, so we're all in the same boat.
所以我们都是一样的。
And if you can learn to tolerate those three things, you'll be very happy.
如果你能容忍这三样事情的话，你在我们精神中就会非常快。
And if you can't tolerate them, you're going to be very unhappy.
你不能容忍的话，就会非常不快乐。
Yeah, so you have to think, did you come here to train your mind or to get your own way?
所以你要对自己想，你来到这里是为了调伏你的心，还是要得到你要的所要的东西？
So she's just saying that now we live in the West, not in India, and here when they do their practice, they're encouraged to go on alms round as part of this retreat. Mm-hmm. So she's asking, how do we maintain our right livelihood in the West? Do we also go out on alms round?
If you go on alms round in the town?
你们是不是在这里市区去偷播？
Oh, okay. Yeah.
所以他们，你们是说在大寮那里，在斋堂那里做托钵。
Yeah, we all, you know, we all have our bowls. We go in a line. We serve ourselves rather than somebody else serving us. But, yeah.
所以我们用餐的时候也是吃钵，但是是自助的。
How do we have food to eat, and who gives it to us?
Okay, we don't buy our own food.
我们是没有自己购买食物。
Yeah, and we live out in the middle of nowhere.
我们住的地方非常偏僻。
And so when I started the Abbey, people are going to say, people said to me, you're going to starve.
所以开始我们建立精神的时候，很多人都跟我说你会饿死。
Yeah.Because it's not a Buddhist country, and people, you know, aren't going to be in the habit of stopping by the middle of nowhere to bring some food. So it's been a process of education. When people come, you know, they know through our website that we don't buy food, and, you know,So they know that they need to bring food, and so they bring food.
So this is 一段要教育我们大众的过程。他们看到我们的网页就知道我们是不会出去购买食物的，他们就会带食物来。
And of course, when we have retreats, we share whatever food we have with the lay people.
那我们有禅修营的时候，我们所收到的食物当然是跟居士分享。
And we have a little.Kind of ceremony when people offer food. We have an alms bowl and people put their food in it or around it. And then there's a verse that they say where they offer the food to the Sangha. And then the Sangha is all standing behind the alms bowl. And there's a verse that we say accepting the food.
那师父还有创办了一个仪式。就是说人家他们供养食物的时候我们会放在一个很大的锅里面然后他写了一个供养记他们会念出来然后我们僧团站在那个锅的后面也会回复
And so people really like that. Some people even when they're reciting the verse of offering the food, they start to cry.
那这使人非常的感动有些人他们念那些供养记的文的时候会开始哭
So they offer the groceries, and then we cook the food.
So they 供养食物我们煮
And also, you know, in terms of right livelihood, in the West, many Dharma centers charge people for teachings. They charge for accommodation. We don't charge anything. We do everything on donation basis.
所以在西方有很多佛教的社群呢、啊，他们当弘法教法的时候都有要收款收费，但是我们来到我们精舍住户还是听法都是免费的，
yeah.
就是靠捐款。
And again, you know, sentient beings are kind. Yeah, what can I say? We're alive because of their kindness.
所以从这里看得到，众生都是慈悲的。 我们的精神有生存，我们有存在，就是因为众生的慈悲心。
Ask question. Come on. Yeah.
She's asking for how do we deal with the self-centered mind, which manifests in so many different ways that we can't even learn to recognize it, and it's very, very tricky. Mm-hmm. So what are ways we can... And she appreciated very much what you shared on having compassion and rejoicing when we recognize it. But, mm-hmm. you know, it's just a tricky mind, so how, and it comes at many different levels. Hey. So how do we work with it?
Okay, first of all, when I see it,coming in the manifestation of I want this and I want that.
所以第一个是我当我看察觉到这个自我中心身体的方式是说我要这个我要那个。
Then one thing I do is I contemplate impermanence and that even the thing I want, it's gonna disappear at some point.
那时候我就会观无常，想到我所要的那件事情还是东西都会灭。
Or sometimes what I do is I imagine that I get what I want, and it's beautiful and it's wonderful, and I imagine having it, and then I say to myself, now what?
还是我会想象我得到我所欲求的那一件事情是多么完美，多么美妙。我就会问自己，那现在呢？
Because it's very clear that even I get what I want, it's not going to bring me everlasting happiness.
因为非常的清楚的看到，虽然我得到我所要的东西，是不会带来永恒的快乐。
Another thing that for working with anger, Shantideva in his book.Guide to a Bodhisattva's Way of Life, or something, engaging in a Bodhisattva's Way, has a whole chapter on antidotes to anger that is beautiful.
那关于对峙嗔恨啊，我就会读 Shantideva 的那个
几天菩萨，
论菩萨行论。
也不是全员参与，
对，那里有很多对峙嗔恨的那些方法。
So sometimes, I'll think, okay, this is my negative karma ripening. I'm the principal one who created the cause. I have to experience the result. If I don't like this result, then I have to stop creating negative karma that brings me more suffering results.
所以我会想，这是我以前所造的恶业，现在有这种因果，是因为我以前所造的因缘。所以现在我不喜欢的话，就要开始修不同的因缘。
Or sometimes, I'll ask myself, well, why are you angry?
还是我会问自己，为什么要生气呢？
I'll have this little conversation, you know, one part says, why are you angry? The other part says,This person did this and this and this. And then I ask that person, yes, they did that, but why are you angry?
那我就会跟自己有一个小小的讨论，问你为什么生气呢？那另外一半会对自己说，因为这个人对我这样这样这样。我就说，那为什么还要生气呢？
Yeah. And then I keep this dialogue going until I really see what it is that my mind is stuck on, what I'm holding on to, some idea that I'm holding on to that I have to give up in order to be at peace with the situation.
所以我一直想跟自己对话，找出我到底在执着什么想法，找出了就可以放下，让心平静。
Okay, let's sit quietly for just a minute. I call this digestion meditation.
那我们现在静坐一分钟，我叫这个是
And then think about what you've heard.
这是消化的禅修，我们要思维我们刚刚所听闻的佛法。
So that you can remember it and continue to think about it later on too.
这样在心里才会记住我们所听闻到的课题，等一下也可以再思维。
Do an English chant to dedicate the merit, and then I would like to invite you to do a Chinese chant to dedicate the merit.
现在我会唱英文的回向偈，然后之后又邀请法师们也用华语用唱诵中文的回向偈。
Due to this merit, may we soon attain the awakened state of Guru Buddha.That we may be able to liberate all sentient beings from their suffering. May the precious Bodhi mind, not yet born, arise and grow. May the born have no decline, but increase forevermore. Wish you everything good in your Dharma practice, and I hope we will meet again.
所以要祝贺大家修行上所有的成功，然后希望我们以后也会再次见面。
Yeah. So you have a very good Bhikshuni master here. You should take advantage of her presence and learn as much as you can from her.
你们这里有一位很好的比丘尼师父。一定要抓紧。